You're listening to Roundtable. According to a report by the Russian Satellite News Agency last week, the deputy director of the Ministry of Education and Science of the Russian Federation, Anzul Mazayev, said that the Chinese language will be tested for the first time on the 2019 Russian College Entrance Examination. Well, what's going on is basically what I want to ask. And not so familiar with the Russian Gaokao or the Russian college entrance examination. So how does Mandarin factor in all of this?
So the Russian college entrance exam, similar to the Gaokao, so it's a graduation test for secondary school students. So it's like the Chinese college entrance exam. And one of the options for a subject will be Chinese. It'll be introduced next year. The Education Minister said there's currently about 17,000 Russian students learning Chinese, including 3,000 senior students. So it seems that it is an increasingly attractive language choice for people in Russia. And obviously Russia and China have got strong and growing business and trade and social ties. So it makes sense for, you know, there to be a new generation of Chinese speakers in Russia.
Yeah, and also I find it's interesting about the form of the test, of the Chinese test, and people may be curious about that. So on August 27th, the Russian Federation Educational Reform Institute, they first published a sample version of the Chinese subject of the Russian College Entrance Exam, and that included a scoring standard. Besides, the writing test consists of 42 questions divided into four parts, which are listening, reading, grammar, vocabulary, and handwriting, and writing. So the total test time is just 3 hours. That's quite interesting to me.
Yeah, why do you think it's interesting?
Because I checked some of the sentence and the questions. Wow, that reminds me of how I took my English test when I back in my school days. That's really funny. For example, it's like, a puppy give birth to how many puppies? But it used the word to describe the numbers. For example, it's 3 zhi or ge or other kind of word to describe the numbers. That's really interesting.
So they've put one of the banes of existence of a Chinese language student, counting words.
Yeah.
The language has so many counting and classifying words. It is, I admit, a bit of a nightmare when I've been learning Chinese.
Oh, I never really thought about that. The words in Chinese that describe the quantity?
Yes.
So interesting. So, okay. That's just enlightening to me. I never thought about that about my own language.
So if you tune into one of our other shows, Takeaway Chinese, you'll often hear me complaining about how hard the counting words are.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's one show you can definitely check out. And Mandarin is, I think, a pretty difficult language to learn. I would say, from my personal point of view, that it's harder than English. I've learned both languages as a little kid, and I remember doing the strokes to write a Chinese character, it felt more difficult as opposed to the alphabet, because you can sound it out more or less, and it just felt a little bit easier. But, Carl, you've been learning Mandarin, and I've seen the achievements, and I would say you do it really well. How, for you, do you think that this learning process is useful or good for the brain? Or what are your thoughts?
It is a horrifyingly, terrifyingly difficult language to learn. I enjoy it for reasons I'm not entirely clear. But it is fascinating, and I do like the challenge. One of the things I found interesting about this is I wouldn't have picked up China, even now, if I had to go back and do high school again, I wouldn't pick up a language, because one of the issues that, say, Australia has is that a lot of students are put off studying a language, because although in our university entrance exam, languages usually are ranked quite highly, so they contribute a lot to your scores, it's a huge risk. If you choose a difficult language like Mandarin in your last, 2 years of high school, if you stuff it up, then that can seriously impact your ability to go on to university and do the course you want. So I think one of the interesting lessons Australia and maybe America and other countries can learn is, how do you inspire kids to take on these really difficult subjects that can be really rewarding and useful, but can also carry potentially a huge cost if they do struggle with them.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that more and more countries around the world are including Mandarin into their college education. And even in the UK this year, surprisingly, according to the Daily Telegraph, that the with the A-levels, the number of candidates who chose Chinese this year has exceeded those that chose German. Interesting. You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.